I want to talk about health anxiety because I know that I am certainly not alone in the fact that when I had a baby, suddenly everything that could go wrong, every rash, every spot, every temperature just spurred off this anxiety, this fear in my mind around health. There are endless possibilities, endless illnesses, endless issues, and we have more exposure and more knowledge to the details of these than ever. And I think for me, when I had my baby, the love that I felt in time was enormous, and therefore that sense of vulnerability, that sense of fear of something going wrong, fear of that being taken away from me, just grew as well. If you think of love as being one side of a coin and then vulnerability being the other, the more love we have, the more vulnerable our hearts are. Now, there are times that I hug my child and I think, oh, I just love you so much. And there are other times when anxiety has crept in or taken hold. And instead of just feeling that love, instead of just acknowledging that love, it's fear. I love you so much, I'm terrified about something going wrong. And I think with health anxiety, the focus is on that vulnerable side. It's like we flip the coin from that love and the focus is on that vulnerable side. The focus is on the risk. The focus is on the possibilities. But what we can do is learn to flip that coin back over and focus on what is in front of us. All that is there to be grabbed and enjoyed with the love that we have. One thing that really helps me refocus back on the love side of that coin is the acknowledgement that anxiety lies. When our brains are rushing ahead into a future that has not and may not happen yet, it's causing me to want to protect myself. Often the lie is that if we were to play a scenario through over and over and over in our mind, then should the worst happen, we'll be somehow strengthened against it, that maybe it won't hurt as much. When in reality, anxiety doesn't protect us. It just takes away from the enjoyment of that moment or the enjoyment of that little gurgle or that little smile or that family event. So how can we reclaim our power back over anxiety? I'm going to give you some tips that I think will help because they also really help me. Now, number one is make a plan and tuck it away. I'm remembering this time when my firstborn had a rash. And it was, my mind was so consumed with all the what ifs. So I made a plan. I thought, I'm going to keep an eye on that rash. I'm going to monitor it. I'm going to take his temperature. And if things worsen, I will take him to the doctor. So that is the plan. And then I can tuck that away because I know that I've made that plan. And then when my brain starts to ruminate and go over all those what ifs, I can remind myself that I have a plan in place should things worsen. So number two is consult the right places for information. I think it's so easy to go on a scrolling spree, to read everything, to go through forums, to gather information. And actually, yes, knowledge can be power, but so often we absolutely overwhelm ourselves with it. And many of the sources we seek may not even be medically based. So choose your doctor over Dr. Google. And make sure that if you are seeking information, you're getting it from a place that will help ground you and give you facts and not just fuel that anxiety. Number three, now this is one of my favourites. I use it all the time for myself. It's a little mantra that I find really good to grab onto in moments where you feel like you're jumping into someone else's story. And it is literally that. Someone else's story does not dictate my outcome. Use it at those times when you hear of a sad story or you're watching something on the news and your heart is literally jumping out and you're putting yourself in that story. And for a moment, it feels like it's happening to you. And then it can steer your anxiety, can't it? It can become one of those things that you feel fearful of because if it happened to them, it could happen to you. So I find that little mantra really grounding to remind myself that someone else's story does not dictate mine. Fourth and finally, I encourage you to limit how much news you consume, what films you're watching, how much you're scrolling when you're feeling vulnerable. Because when you're depleted, when you're tired, it's harder to rationalize some of the anxious thoughts that might come your way. it takes energy to coach yourself through those anxious moments. So the more that you can limit your exposure to those things that are likely to trigger that anxiety, the better. Another really helpful thing to recognize in health anxiety is that you do have this mother instinct. I know you might feel pretty new to the role right now, but actually that sense that you have deep down inside of you definitely has something to say. So in those moments where you're worrying and you're wondering and you're feeling anxious, and the first response is so often to seek advice or information or read or do an internet search, I encourage you just to take a moment to ask yourself, what do you feel about it? Do you feel like things are okay? Do you feel like there's cause for concern? It might feel hard to trust your gut instinct, but it will become easier over time. Now, sometimes health anxiety might be spurred on, it might be fueled by something that you've been through in your life. But if you have been through and lived through one of those worst case scenarios, it can be really difficult to try and encourage yourself that the worst will not happen. This is where therapy and talking some of these things through in a bit more depth can be really helpful, because imagine that trauma or loss is like having a pair of glasses that you accidentally drop and step on, and then you pick them up and you can still see through them, but you're seeing through these cracked lenses. So when we're looking at what we're going through the lens of trauma, through the lens of what we've been through, it's understandable that things are going to be a little bit scarier or a little bit more anxiety provoking, or it's going to be a bit more challenging to reassure yourself in those anxious moments. If you are finding that something you have been through might be fueling your anxiety, then seeking therapeutic support is a really wonderful thing to do for yourself. Now, I hope this section has given you a lot more insight into what health anxiety is. And in section 4 to come, I'm going to give you so many tips and tools and techniques to address it.